Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 64, The Horseman. Things are not good in the Green Realm. Multiple armies are on their way to the solar system of Reba. A war has broken out on the surface of Reba. Most of this was spoken of, predicted, planned, near the dead body of a Garmarki named Marley. It was here that the young Darkmans came together and spoke of the hidden movement to attack Reba. It was a plan to extend the darkness. It is working. But the words have not gone unnoticed. A group of 9 soldiers were sent here. They responded to a distress call. They were ordered to fan out into the forest and put an end to the trouble here. Instead of storming in to confront, they went in with stealth. They masked their ships and themselves by order of their leader, James. They looked and they listened. Now they unmask and they look to their leader. James doesn't know what to say. He is the leader, but he has been newly promoted. He was the navigator of the only surviving ship from the destruction of the Dracian solar system. Now, 8 men looked to him for orders.
Radio the ships that have a lock on our position and tell them that all is quiet here.
The first in command is a bit surprised by the order. Do you want to say anything about the Dark Ones and their plot to weaken our world?
We cannot. They were trying to take the first great general.
Then we've got to stop them.
How do we know that they haven't already gotten to him?
We don't, but... James looks at the soldier. I will carry out your order, sir.
Everyone, get back into your ships. We're headed for the first great general's ship. We will personally warn him.
Meanwhile, the main subject of everyone's thoughts is the armies approaching the solar system. The mystery armies get closer, but before they can get to the solar system and the planet, they will have to make it through the armies sent to meet them. The distances get smaller until finally the 2 great armies meet. They engage and fight. It is like the battles of the Great War rage again. The general and the forces of the known Reba watch intently as the battle rages just outside the solar system. Then the unexpected happens. All of the enemy ships simultaneously explode. the explosion of those ships take out most of the armies opposing them also. From the explosion, there's darkness as the lights and fires die down. Then there is the darker than dark that occurs. Shadows seem to stream from the destroyed enemy ships. They stream by the hundreds, maybe thousands, into space. A herd of horses seem to come out of nowhere. There are living bodies on those horses, but they seem immune to the effects of space. The dark shadows, the dark ones, enter the bodies of those horsemen. The surviving ships watch in horror. A new army has been formed. It is an army of the dark ones. They know the power of the dark ones. They know that they do not have an army that can stand up against this force. Meanwhile, a bit further along, there is a ship being rescued from the sun. The ship has the summoner on board and a being from the sun. The summoner is trying to figure out why the sun being came to him.
You should go back to your people. Can you even survive here?
I don't know how long, but I will give my life for my people. They will see me. They will see my death and know that they were wrong.
You are brave.
No, I am scared. I don't want to die.
Then don't. Go back and talk.
I cannot. If I do, they will not listen to me.
Why would they care if you just killed yourself? They probably won't even make the connection between your death and what you're trying to do.
I don't know what to do. Their actions bother me so much. I can't live with myself. But I'm afraid to die. What should I do?
The summoner doesn't know what to say, but he doesn't have to answer. As a doorway opens near the ship in space, and then another ship comes through that doorway. The ship belongs to one known as the Lady. She is bringing the warrior Michael with her. She captured him for a bounty and has now come to collect. Her ship ignores the Artonian ship that the summoner is on and heads straight for the sun.
Did you see that? That ship is headed for the sun.
It is using our shields. I can feel them.
Why would you need shields?
We don't, except to let beings come close to our home. There was a bounty hunter sent to capture you and the warrior Michael.
No one captured me.
She failed.
She? The lady?
The summoner immediately runs over to some displays and starts working the instruments.
Yes, I believe that is what she called herself. What are you doing?
Sweeping with the sensors. No!
Let me guess, she succeeded in capturing the warrior Michael.
Yeah, and I cannot chase. Your people didn't give this ship shields.
We didn't give that ship shields either.
The summoner looks confused.
They are using our shields. We extend them around their ship.
Can you get them to do that for us?
No. Well, maybe if you claim to be bringing me back.
The child begins shining brightly, and suddenly there are voices that fill the ship.
You have taken our child, our child. You have taken our child.
The sun flares. Flares shoot past the ship, and the tractor beam of the ship pulling the ship is disrupted. Another flare disables the ship that was pulling them. That ship is pushed far away.
He is not taking me. and left on my own. But he does wish to bring me back.
There is no need to bring you back. Simply come on your own. No. Then we will destroy the ship, which will kill everyone on the ship, and then we'll bring you to us. The child looks at the summoner and whispers,
"Uh-oh, I didn't think of that."
The sun begins shooting flares, which streak past the little ship. They are missing, but not by much.
Wait. I just want to get my friend back.
We don't care. Come home, or we destroy the ship. More flares begin violently firing from the sun. The doorway opens, and through it comes about 45 dogs, Cowboy Jay, and Shatter.
What?
Boom! The doorway disappears as an explosion occurs where it came from.
What?
Boom!
I think you need to stop saying what?
The ship that was towing the summoner ship explodes.
You destroyed an innocent shipload of people.
We have not. Shatter has worked her way over to some instruments, and she's reading the displays.
The sensors are showing a large number of ships of the Dark Ones riding space horses. They've entered the system. Some are headed for the sun.
Then I will bring them all.
The summoner shines gold. The color draws spirits. Next time, miscalculation.